You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, your host. Thrilled to be here. It's a Sunday morning. The family's sleeping. I'm up early, all pumped and ready to go for a morning run after this. Look, life is short. You guys ready to make it a fantastic day? I hope so. So here's the little scenario. Here's the story that gets us started today. Imagine you go to your inbox, which probably happens every day, or you go to your phone, or you go to your Facebook Messenger. I don't care. Your mailbox, whatever. But inside that little inbox is a invitation. And this invitation looks exciting. I mean, this person compliments you. They tell you that they've heard about you. They tell you they want to meet with you because they want to talk about something. And you don't know what to say. Now, early in our careers, we might jump at it and say, oh, wow, somebody talked about me. I'm jumping in. I'm going to that meeting. But here's what I've discovered. One meeting often turns into 10. I'm not even kidding. Now, let me just give you an example. Let's say you go to this thing and you meet with this person. They talk with you. They basically share an idea with you that could change your life. They want to partner with you. They want to meet some more. And as a result, you ask them to send it you in writing. They send it to you in writing. And pretty soon, you're chatting with your friend or your spouse about the idea. And the reality is, you're off crazy in some new direction. Even if you say no eventually, it's taken up precious, precious time. Your best thinking is being basically sucked into this thing. Our brains are like computers in some ways where you can't have multiple programs running because it does drag on your RAM, the ability for you to process other things that are more important to you and that are basically about your opus, I call it, your dream, your life. Look, this little analogy is not uncommon at all. In fact, maybe I played it up a little bit. Maybe I sensationalized it a little bit. But the reality is that every single day today, you have 35,000 decisions that come across your lap, your mind, your awareness, however you want to phrase it today. 35,000. Now, decades ago, it was much, much lower. They didn't have this little thing called smartphones that basically gives you a pocket full of decisions every single day. But here's the problem with that little analogy I gave. That little analogy can take you off in a completely different direction. And if you say you want success, if you say you want more influence, more impact and income, guess what? The decisions are not going to decrease. The opportunities are going to increase. As a result, you will have pitches for future partnerships, interviews, news, radio, podcast, trips, speaking engagements, book deals. Look, the point that I'm making today is not to freak any one of us out. The point I'm making today is that unless we figure out how to say no to the shiny objects, we all are going to be sidelined and sabotaged for a very long time. So how do you find, how do I find the clarity and courage to say no to the shiny objects? Let me give you other real stories that happened this week. Today, this week, here's some opportunities that came across my inbox, my message box. And by the way, I'll share afterwards for extremely busy people. I don't say that I'm ever busy. I say I'm intentional because I don't like the word busy at all. Busy to me is an excuse. Busy is saying you are the one who's being driven by your calendar rather than the one driving your calendar. That shifted a long time ago for me. I don't let my calendar drive me. I let my core, I call it my opus. I let my opus drive me. And I'm going to share more about that here in a little bit. But just what came across my, quote, desk this week. I mean, one example of thousands, literally, if you're going to make 35,000 decisions every day, you're going to have a lot of these illustrations. I'm just highlighting some things. So anyways, this guy, I won't say his name, but it's an inbox. I don't even know how it found its way into me on Facebook Messenger, but it says, not sure if you've seen any of my new posts regarding blank film project I'm producing, but if you haven't, you can check it out at blank. If you have any interest in blank, I think you'll like it. Feel free to share with anyone you think would have an interest in seeing this project come to fruition. All the best. Now, he's not really asking me to do anything or go anywhere. He's just asking me to view it and share it. The point is this, absolutely not. I don't have an interest in blank. Now, is this gentleman doing amazing work? Yeah, it probably sounds like it. I didn't even click the link to get hacked. Why? Because if I click the link, I'm starting to watch the trailer. I'm starting to watch the video. I'm starting to look at the project. I'm starting to say, who do I know that might be good for this? 30 minutes later, plus not only that, but more importantly, after the 30 minutes, what else happens? What else happens is that my best thinking, my subconscious, the a part of my brain that grinds on my future projects, on future business ideas, that is massively taken up with this other dude's project. So what do? Almost like a cancer, and I know I do not use that lightly because I've had friends and family pass from cancer. It's horrible, but I am saying that, yes, I have seen other things like this become a cancer in people's lives. I do not use that casually. Trust me. I've seen men and women's lives get messed up because they went down different pathways that they thought might be opportunities, and hundreds of thousands of dollars later and more costly, decades of their life later, they realize, what in the world was I thinking? What was I doing? In other words, they couldn't say no to this shiny objects. So I don't take this lightly at all. But anyways, like cancer, I immediately eradicate that decision. Number one, for this gentleman, I don't even know who he is. I may not respond at all. It's not even worth a response. Now, it doesn't mean he's not important. It doesn't mean his project isn't good. It means it's not worth my time. There are plenty of illustrations that, one popped in my head. This was not even a plan, okay? But it's a love story. So maybe some of you are like, okay, I don't care about business, but a love story? Okay, pretty cool. Here's the point. In my favorite book, there's a story about a woman who's pretty beautiful, and her name is Ruth, and she lost her husband, and she, in that culture, this is way back long time ago, basically someone would, quote, redeem her. Someone would basically care for her in this culture, because unlike our culture today, women had even less of a voice back then. And by the way, if you think I think women should have a voice, absolutely. In fact, many, many, many clients of mine are women, and I believe in them. I love what they're doing. Anytime I can help them with their businesses and ministries through a coaching client relationship, I love to help them. So shout out to the women. But here's the point. In that culture, women didn't have a voice. And so there's this gentleman named Boaz, and Boaz has an opportunity to, quote, redeem her, to basically say, hey, I'm going to connect her with what she needs, and I'm going to help her, and I'm going to provide for her. I love what Ruth's mother-in-law says. Ruth's mother-in-law knows that Boaz is like this kind of dude that we're talking about today, where she says, this man will not rest until he has solved this today. I love those type of people. I love action takers. I love doers. I love implementers. Why? Because they get things done. Leadership is about getting things done. And I don't care if that's not your personality by nature. You can learn to become a doer. You can learn to be an implementer. You can learn to be an action taker, even if it's not your normal default. Why? Because your dream is big enough. Your why, right, is deep enough. Your boon is bold enough. Your opus is, guess what? Epic enough. I don't care how we're using the term today. What I'm saying is life is short. I am convinced every day that I live, every, you know, hour that I'm older, I am absolutely convinced that life is short, and the people who are going to matter the most are the people who did not get hacked. They did not let their time just get chewed up by crazy things like this request that I got this week. I got plenty of requests this week. I mean, I got requests about, hey, I met so-and-so and they told me I really didn't need to meet with you. It's not that I'm a jerk. I say, absolutely, I love to meet with you. Come to the Igniting Souls Fellowship. Here's the link. I am not going to jerk my schedule around and make it just bow to anyone's whims, desires, and agendas. I fight fiercely for my time. Absolutely. Now, am I generous with it? Yeah. Heck yeah. Right? I mean, right now, I'm doing some crazy cool charitable work all across every fabric of my life, including being a coach for my son's football team, speaking to groups that could never afford me, but that need some clarity, nonprofits. Look, the point goes on and on and on. This isn't about me saying, ooh, look what I'm doing. I'm doing this episode because I care about you. I'm doing this episode because I see way too many people saying the shiny object killed me. You know, the shiny object yanked 3 years off my life and I fell into this hole that I never thought I would ever get into and now I can't get out of her. Or, you know, I spent six figures just falling into this shiny object enterprise, and now I'm wondering how I got there and how can I stop myself from getting there next time. That's what this episode is about. Am I fired up? Absolutely. Am I passionate on an early Sunday morning about this? Yes, because I don't know if you have another year, and if you've spent the next year fiddling with the shiny object, you're gone. I mean, there's your legacy. You're gone. So I take this very, very seriously. Okay, here's the opposite side though. Look what came into my life on the flip side that was micro. I call this micro decision making. Micro decision, okay? Microsecond, micro decision. What does it mean? It means that literally in split second time, if something comes across my desk, my inbox, my text message, my mailbox, if I know that this might be good, here's how I know. So I got a message from a dear, dear friend, Dan and Joanne Miller. Amazing people. Love them to death. Got an email inbox from Joanne last night. I knew in less than a second that the answer was yes. Absolutely. You'll find out what that is in the future because we have some cool things planned. But I knew in a second, less than a second, that the answer was yes. And done. Absolutely done. Another request came across my desk to meet with someone that I highly respect. Done. Absolutely done. Don't even know what we're going to be talking about. It's because I respect this person. They walk the talk. They are someone that I have been amazed with their personal clarity. I'm just going to say who it was. My pastor, Dean Folks of Life Point Church. I got to give a shout out to the church I go to. All right, Life Point Church. Look, the answer was absolutely. Absolutely. Dean needs to meet. It's not just that, ooh, it's big, important people that need to meet, right? I've said yes to some things that would not make any sense financially, that it would not serve me and my agenda at all. But I've said yes because I knew that it fit. What's the filter with all this, right? How do I know these decisions? What makes it onto the shiny object list? What makes it off the list? What if you knew? What if you absolutely knew, pre-decided? What if you had a pre-decided formula or filter so that you actually didn't need to consciously think about these decisions? And look, I'm telling you that that's where it needs to go. We are up to 35,000 decisions a day. You see 5,000 ads a day, right? This means when you go to McDonald's, even though you might not, or whatever, maybe you hate McDonald's like me, it's all good. The point is this, if you're standing in front of any menu, you may not consciously read every single food choice, but your subconscious that processes over 2 billion, no, over, it's 4 billion bits a second. Over 4 billion bits a second, your subconscious is processing all of that. People ask me all the time, how do you come up with these really good ideas? How do you come up with all this content? How do you know this stuff? Is it because I'm smarter? No. Folks, come on now. I'm the guy who was labeled learning disabled. I was labeled learning disabled in school and put in special classes. My ACTs were nothing to brag at. My GRE kept me out of Notre Dame grad school, which I applied for. I don't know if I've ever shared that. But here's the point. I am not some genius. You don't have to be. You absolutely don't have to be a genius. What I've done is I've pre-decided. And you might say, well, Carrie, give me proof. I mean, what are you even talking about? Okay, super quick. Maybe you've heard me share this before. Mark Zuckerberg, right? Steve Jobs, Barack Obama. You might like all those people. You might hate all those people. Big deal. The point is this. Each one of them pre-decided their wardrobe. They said, my life is too important. My brain power is too important. My RAS filter, my reticular activating system. However you want to slice it, my energy level, my productivity is too limited that I do not want to take up space deciding what I'm going to wear each day. Now, I've had women write in and say, well, that's fine for the men, you know, or maybe I'm bald, which I am. Well, that's good for you. You don't have to spend time on your hair. Look, I have to spend time doing other things. All right. So we can all be victim here. All right. I could say, you know what? Well, I have 3 kids that I choose to hang with quite a bit. Quite a bit. I mean, I am a stay-at-home dad. My wife is a stay-at-home mom. We are entrepreneurs. We could work 24/7 or we could take off 24/7. It's a great life. But here's my point. Every single day, I'm investing in my family. I'm investing in the things that are important to me. So, you know, I could say, well, what about all the single people? You know, we can just play the victim card or we can get our lives straight. And we can say, you know what? Who cares? You know? You may be taking care of a very, very ill parent, and you might only have 20 minutes of discretionary time per day. That's okay. All right, let's stop playing the victim, everybody. You know, I wrote 5 books while I was a pastor and had 3 kids. How did I do it? Through what I'm talking about today. Because I have some people who say, well, Carrie, you know, how do I even get 1 book done? And they don't have a pet. They don't have kids. You know, look, it doesn't matter. We all have 24 hours a day. And some people are crushing theirs and other people aren't. And it has nothing to do with, well, you know, I'm married or I'm single or, you know, I'm president of the United States of America or, you know what, I'm caring for my sick mom. Look, I get it. And by the way, this goes in seasons, of course. If my mom was deathly ill, everything was shut down, okay? I'm not saying that. What I'm talking about is a general rule of how you live day in and day out and say no with the clarity and courage that you need to deny the shiny objects. That's what we're talking about today. So I gave you analogies of things that don't go on the list. And one of those examples is to meet with people. I do not meet with strangers. I do not do complimentary coaching sessions. I'm at a place right now that in my career, I do not need to go out and just drum up business and look for business. Now, you might say, well, Carrie, that's nice for you. Guess what? I've never really operated that way. I've always pre-qualified the people I meet with. I never just said, oh, you want to meet? Great, let's do it. I said, what do you want to meet about? How can I serve you? So I'm prepared. Please write that out in a one-page summary. Please bullet point that and send that back to me. Please check out this book first before we meet so that we can have a more highly focused conversation, because everything we're going to talk about is related to what's in this book anyway. Look, I always pre-qualified people. Did I lose business? Yeah, it was probably bad business. It was from people who said, you know what, I'm not going to bullet point. Who does this guy think I am? I'll tell you who I think I am. I think I am someone who is basically saying, let's just not shoot the breeze. Let's just not have a conversation about nothing. Let's actually have objectives and outcomes. And if people want that from me, I do that too. In fact, I do that ahead of time. When I go request to meet with somebody, I say, you know what? Can we meet for this amount of time? Here's what I'd like to discuss. I'm coming prepared. Here's why. Here's how. And as a result, I've met with all kinds of people that I have no business meeting with because they say, you know what, this dude gets it. This dude respects me enough to say that he's not going to waste my time. In fact, I might even tell him what I'm going to do after I meet with them so that they know, like, this is actually an investment. Meeting with people for non-monetary issues, because again, sometimes you can't always do a currency exchange. It's a time exchange. Time is more valuable than money. I want to know, was this investment worth it? Not just, oh, do you guys want to shoot the breeze? I mean, I can shoot the breeze with anybody, and you can too. We're talking about your life is short. How do you make it count? So where is all of this going? Great question. All this is going to a process that I went through. I call it the deeper path. A gentleman named Chet Scott came into my life years ago when I was a young 20-something, fresh out of grad school dude with just having overcome self-injury, a world of passion in my heart, but totally unfocused. I mean, I didn't know what I was supposed to really be doing. I had tons of ideas. And Chet started to meet with me and take me through a process that he created called your opus. He calls it, his business, his brand is called Built to Lead. He meets with CEOs. It's a $5,000 a month gig. Maybe he's even increased his prices. He meets a few times a month with them. He gets them straight on what their opus is. O stands for overarching vision. P stands for purpose. U stands for unifying strategies. S stands for scorecard for significance. That becomes the North Star. That becomes the GPS. That becomes the filter whereby every other decision is passed through. Now, if you're a person of faith and you're saying, well, you know, where does the Holy Spirit come? The Holy Spirit shows up when you author your opus. In other words, I don't think for a second that we can romanticize this. You know what? Well, I can't come up with, I can't pre-decide anything, because that's taking God out of the equation. Blah, 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 blah. Look, God likes planning. How do I know that? Go to the Old Testament. Look at how detailed the temple is. Look how detailed the tabernacle is. Look how David is so meticulous about how he's going to build a house of God. Look at Nehemiah and how Nehemiah is going to basically rebuild the walls of Israel. All this stuff, God is incredibly planned, detailed, organized. And you know what? He's got this other side too, which is this, you know, wild lover type. Like, God is multifaceted. I'm not saying everyone has to be some, you know, some type A anal person. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people whose lives mattered, who we remember are people who made a big impact. It was because they were focused people. They weren't just spreading their time and their energy and their finances on every single thing that came across their mind. Why? Because these are people who confusion repels. Clarity attracts, confusion repels. When we have clarity, we are motivated, we are inspired, we are impassioned, we are on fire. And it's amazing. It's an amazing thing. And what Chet did with me is he got in my face and he said, look, you don't know your purpose. You don't know what your vision is. You don't have unifying strategies in your life. You don't have a way to keep score, a way to see that if you're really going closer toward your goal or not. And you know what? He was absolutely right. Why? Because I was scared. I was trying to protect myself from pain. Why? Because a lot of my life prior to that was clear dream, clear dream, clear dream. I wanted to be an Air Force chaplain. Boom. Didn't happen. Got rejected, right? I thought I was in love with another woman earlier in my dating teen years. Didn't happen. Look, whatever. You know, I didn't want my grandparents to both pass away. They did. What happens is that our hearts become hurt. And we say, you know what? I don't want clarity anymore. Because if I'm clear on what I want and I don't get it, it's too hurtful. The pain is too much to bear. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to anesthetize the pain. I'm going to grab Netflix. I'm going to go, you know, go get addicted to porn. I'm going to pop the pills. I'm going to do whatever so I can essentially lose my heart so that I don't have to feel anymore. I don't have to feel the pain of clarity, because everybody in the world says they want clarity until they actually are close to clarity. Then suddenly they say, you know what? I don't know if I want clarity because it's too painful to not get what I'm now clear about. So for me, okay, I didn't do porn. I didn't do pills. I didn't do a lot of other vices that some people do. But I'll tell you what, for a large part of my teen years and even early 20s, I struggled with self-injury. I was a cutter. I mean, that's the reason why. It's because I didn't have my heart alive. I wanted to protect myself from pain, so I recreated pain in my own life through self-injury because I just felt so miserable about life, myself, all these things. Look, I was a lost person for a lot of years. That's why I'm giving you this episode today. It's because I care about you. So what changed all the, you know, what made all the difference? What made all the difference was authoring my opus. And as I've said before, opus is the Latin word for masterpiece, and it means work. Okay, so it's the word work, but it means masterpiece, not labor, which means labor, which is toil. Very big difference. Masters in the art of living are people who've authored their opus. They're people who know why they're here. They're people who know their purpose. And this is what I'm passionate about today. This is why I woke up on a Sunday morning early. Not because I just want to talk in a microphone, but because I really believe that unless you get this figured out, unless you discover the clarity and courage to say no to the shiny objects, you will not have a life worth living. So as a result, what we're going to do is David, fantastic business partner. Here's what we're going to do. We actually bought you a copy of The Deeper Path. So here's what I'm going to do. Besides giving you my opus, which I've mentioned many times on this episode so far today, my opus. What is my opus? My opus is something that I want you to check out. It's been the North Star. It's been the GPS for my life. It helps me filter what decisions to say yes to and what decisions to say no to. I'm going to include that in the show notes. And what's scary, crazy is years ago when I authored this, I actually have now seen that come true. So in the quiet of my life, years and years and years ago, back in 07, 08, 09, when I authored this thing, because Chet just beat me upside the head and said, you cannot keep running. You have to put your heart on paper. You have to get clear. And I kept running from the dude. He was a truth teller, and I was running because I was scared. But I finally authored it. I finally got clear. I finally took the time to say, you know what? The pain of not achieving a life worth living is actually now more painful than having a heart that's numb. The Deeper Path's all about when you numb your pain, you also numb your potential. And I couldn't keep going with that anymore. So as a result, I authored it, and everything that I wrote down came true. Let me say that again. Everything that I wrote down, the tribe I wanted to have, right? The relationships in my life, the strategies that I put into my life, the way that I kept score, all of that came true because I now knew what I wanted. So when decisions come across my desk, my inbox, just like you, when texts show up, I honestly can say now that's either part of my opus or it's not. And if it's not, the pain of saying no to that person is much easier. Even though I'm a recovering people pleaser, the pain of saying no to that is much easier. Why? Because the pain of saying no to my opus would rock my world. So I can easily say no to the person who's on the other line, even if they're a really cool person, because I say, you know what? I can't agree to that because it's not part of my opus. And they might be like, what is your opus? What are you talking about? I've spent some deep time, and that's not on my list of my core commitments. And therefore, although it's a great opportunity, I must decline. And when you have that type of life of clarity, I'm telling you, the world stands up and listens, because people don't have that. The majority of people do not have that. You want to attract high-level clients to you? Be clear, like this. So it has been incredibly fulfilling these last few years to just live life that way. I feel free. As I've shared before, my wife and I are stay-at-home parents. We can run our business as much or as little as we want. It did not all happen by accident. In fact, people could say, well, that's real nice that you have that. The reason, let me say this again, the reason why we have that is because we put in place the opus years ago. We took the deeper path. And as a result, here's what I want to do for you today. I want to include my opus in the show notes, which I will. I want you to look at it. I want you to sink your teeth into it. I want you to see it as an example. But even cooler than that, because that's just my opus, you need to do your own. I talked with David, and we bought a ton. When I say a ton, not everyone on the podcast could get one, though. Okay, so I say a lot. It's a lot for us, but there are limited copies. Let me just say that. There are limited copies of this. We bought you a copy. We want to send it to you with a purpose assessment. This purpose assessment will be able, it'll be the tool that helps you get awareness so that you can see what you score on the clarity of your purpose. And then not just leave you there, but then the book will show you how to go deeper and author your own opus. Super excited. All we're asking is that you cover a small shipping and handling. So my lady Terry Day in Tennessee, a fantastic person. She's already got them. She's got the purpose assessment. She's got a special envelope that she puts those in. The purpose assessment stuffs them in every single book. We have a limited supply. When they're gone, they're gone. And we are going to send you a copy free of The Deeper Path with the purpose assessment. We're just asking that you cover a small shipping and handling fee to get them out. So this is my passion. This is my solution for you. It will take a little digging. You don't just come up with your opus by opening a fortune cookie. All right. Anyone who tells you different is on drugs. All right. So it does take a little digging. It is absolutely worth it. Clarity is worth it. Saying no to the shiny objects is worth it. It means a life that matters. Why? Because as you know, what's the most damaging thing in the life of a child? The unlived life of the parent. Not abuse, not alcoholism, not abandonment. It's the parent who lives a life of purposelessness their entire life. And the kid sees that and says, what am I doing? Why would I want to be like mom and dad? Why should I go to school? Or why should I be like uncle or aunt so-and-so if you don't have kids? Look, life matters. But what's the opposite? The opposite is that the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. That's also true. So here's your action steps. As I get ready to go running this morning out the door and shoot a quick little video because you've inspired me, even though you haven't said much, doing this podcast for you fills my tank. It inspires me. I care about you. I know it's a personal thing to be speaking into your earbuds or your car or wherever you are right now. I want you to make this step today. Go to, let me give you the link here. You ready? I got to get the link here. I've been so fired up. All right. Here's where you're going to go if you want a free book. And it's Deeper Path. Super easy. Deeper Path with a little period. Deeperpath.carryoberbrunner.com. Deeperpath.carryoberbrunner.com. That's your free book. Limited supplies, purpose assessment, get it shipped to you free. You cover shipping and handling. And there you go. Today, you can start authoring your opus. Today, you can start experiencing freedom. Today, you can be equipped to say no to the shiny objects that want to suck the life out of you. I want the opposite for you. I want you to create a life worth living. You got one shot. I got one shot. Life short. Deeperpath.carryoverrunner.com. I look forward to shipping you that book. I look even more forward to seeing you author your opus. That, my friend, makes this entire thing worth it. Be a soul on fire today. I believe in you. Don't ever forget that I believe in you. I'll also share this. I'm going to Wisconsin. So if you're listening to this now, I will be speaking in Wisconsin at the end of June. If you're near there, I'd love to give you a hug. Love to see you. June 29th in the evening. I'm doing two special sessions, absolutely free. How to become an author and how to become unhackable in work and life. Love to hang with you. If you're anywhere around there, I don't know, reach out to us, support@carryoverbrunner.com. I'll also put those speaking engagements in the show notes as well. On the next episode, we're going to talk all about coaching. So today's economy, today's landscape, today's marketplace, whatever job, you name it, all right, is so pro coaching. I mean, literally, if decades ago people were walking into the landscape that they are today, they would have loved it. You have so many things going for you as a potential coach. Next episode, I'm going to talk all about that, all about how you can succeed as a coach. It's one of the easiest ways to create a side hustle prior to going pro with your passion. Listen up, and the next one should be out in about a week. This is Carry Over Runner, be a soul on fire.